Evening. Welcome to Lab Monk Music Day. We have Dylan Carlson. How are you?
I'm doing good today.
Welcome back on the show. Big
Thank
fan of
you
your
for having
music.
me back. Yeah,
Oh, I dig your music. You've been pretty busy lately, doing a lot of different stuff. But you're gearing up for a tour. We help with that.
we're getting ready to do a run in May. We start in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and we end in New York City. And then as part of it, we're playing, it's called The Thing in the Spring up in Keene, New Hampshire. So be the I think it's only the second time we played New Hampshire. We played Portsmouth a
Oh,
few
really?
years ago. Yeah.
So being the whole East Coast thing, and you also have some dates also, like I think in Somerville, Maine, or something. You have a couple different Mass. I think Somerville, Mass.
Massachusetts.
Mass. Yeah,
Yeah.
you have a couple dates out there too. So people I'll put the link as usual underneath it, the best spot to go to see all the tour dates.
Yeah.
But clearly, you can't trust these two old men to get the dates straight.
I try, but
I'm
yeah,
lucky I can
no,
make it to the Zoom thing.
it's posted on our Instagram, and I recently figured out Linktree, so all the ticket links are at one spot.
I saw it. I went to it. It works. Good
yeah, it
job.
worked too, surprisingly. It took me a little while,
Well, I was playing around to see what you hit on there. Good job. I haven't done it yet myself, so more power to
yeah,
you.
I'd never done it, and then like everything of that variety, there's just like a learning curve, kind of like the
But you got to learn what works for you, though, too. You know what I mean?
what?
You got to learn what works for you, too. Not all social media is for everybody.
No, I mean, I only do Instagram now. I don't. It's like, I mean, we have Facebook pages, but those are like administered by. Or were administered by other people. I don't know what's going on with them now.
It's like a ghost town.
Yeah.
Tumbleweed went by me when I was looking at it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't feel like anyone even uses Facebook anymore. So like, I
I use
mean,
it
maybe,
for the show
yeah, I
to
mean,
keep it.
some people do. I'm just saying it seems Instagram and
No, I
then
agree with you.
is like more is where people are at, other than TikTok, but
No.
I'm not prepared for that.
You don't need that. You don't need TikTok. I think if you
Well,
can do Instagram and you can do like a YouTube to share your videos and
yeah,
some kind of social service. And then you have links to your like your Bandcamp or your merch site. All you need.
now I'm trying to sort the YouTube right now. Just created a channel to get all of our stuff and like one spot because it's all scattered all over.
If you need help, let me know. I'm pretty good
Okay.
at it. I will help you
Yeah,
offline. I've helped some other people, so you wouldn't be the first.
I
It's finally doing good for me too today. But doing the East Coast is a little different, though. Do you think it's different? The audience is different each places, or is it like the crack
mean,
of the fans?
it's, I'm constantly surprised by audiences. But I find, I find like, I mean, I can't, my philosophy has always been like, I do the big towns so I can get to the little, afford to get to the little towns. I mean, little,
Yeah,
but
no, anything.
because, I mean, A, I think it's important. I usually find a lot of those are like the most enjoyable shows, and
The most
like
hungry for shows.
yeah, people are just excited, I mean, like everyone's like hyped that you showed up and that something's going on, and I mean, I currently I live in LA currently, and it's like. It's sometimes LA audiences are,
Hard.
hard to impress or whatever. They're like
Yeah.
professionally jaded. I mean, there's people that are, cool and excited about stuff too, but I don't know, it's just a different vibe. And like, when you come, somewhere that doesn't get a lot of shows, it's like, I think people really appreciate that. And like, everyone's not in the weird clusters,
Well, everyone in LA is in a band too. It's literally everyone is in a band.
Yeah, you're playing for an
Well,
audience.
it's literally like being in a room full of people saying, "Look at me, look at me." Everyone's saying that because, like, everyone plays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like one group
Like,
going to the next group, you
I
know?
mean, like the last run we did Bozeman, Montana, and like, it was great. Like, people came from like, it was interesting. It was seemed like not a lot of people were actually from Bozeman, but they were from like all around, like Helena and, Lewiston and, all kinds of different places.
That's
So,
cool.
but yeah, I'm excited. We're doing like Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We've never played there. Fort Smith,
Yeah.
Arkansas,
Wow.
Chattanooga, which is one of my favorite towns. I mean, I played there solo, but this will be the first time I was there. And then I love Birmingham. And then we're doing Jacksonville, which is like might be my favorite city on earth. And
Oh,
then,
really?
yeah, I love Jacksonville. We got to play there. I guess it was was it last year? We came out for a little festival there, and it was like, I don't know, I really liked it there. And then we're doing like Savannah instead of Atlanta, which makes me happy. And then South Carolina, Columbia.
Oh
And
wow.
then,
You're really working across, huh?
yeah, we're going, we sort of start, yeah, we're going down and then up. So up into the Northeast, and then we're hitting Richmond. And then Baltimore instead of DC. And then Philly again, which we haven't done in a little while. Yeah, and then Somerville, which I guess is kind of, it's its
Massachusetts, yeah.
own thing, but I guess it's part of Boston. I mean, it's greater Boston or
It's actually,
whatever.
yeah, it's actually closer. I didn't realize. I'm like, oh, I'm in Connecticut. I'm right near Boston. I mean, I've driven to Boston for shows before, and to Massachusetts because it can be right over the border. There's a couple of them. I looked up Somerville. I'm like, oh, that's like actually is like Boston. It's like Bostonville.
No, I mean
Like
it's, I think it's technically, I mean it's like in LA when you're in Glendale, like you're in a separate city, but you're still in
might as well
LA
call it Whoville, you know?
Or like where I live in East Los Angeles, which is technically its own city, but it's in LA.
That's pretty funny. Is there a difference though? Because, like I said, obviously your music is much more eclectic. I mean, you have some things that are more songwriting, some more free form, but it's definitely a vibe. Do you find certain areas of the country appreciate it more, or is it just kind of just out there? As
Yeah,
because
I
being
mean
in it now, it's gotten better for getting that
I
exposure.
mean I think we're you know I think we have I mean I'm not under any illusions about I think we have a very loyal group of
Yeah.
fans, and then it's, I mean, it's cool too, like you always meet, and you meet like, younger people getting into it, and then like people, I mean, to now everyone's a kid to me because I'm 56, but
I'm 53. So I'm like, how are people so young? How is my doctor so
yeah.
young?
But there's a lot, you meet these cool kids who's like, oh yeah, my dad, I grew up listening to you because my dad played it or whatever, which is kind of wild to me. Like, what? But yeah, so I mean, it's nice to see, younger people coming and different people coming and, people just discovering it for the first time. And like, it was interesting, like the 2019 tour was kind of weird, very different, because lot of the people knew that the record we did that year but weren't familiar with the back catalog.
Really?
So it was like kind of it was like, yeah, there was like a weird like kind of shift in the
Well, because
audience.
that was touring for the Full Upon a Burning Lips album, right? That's a
Yeah, that was the
that had a
last one.
lot of. I think that one felt a little bit more accessible to mainstream, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
it's more song oriented,
Yeah,
definitely. It
yeah,
was,
yeah, yeah.
and the songs were like more concise. It was
Right,
less like,
and it's not for everybody to understand if you're going in. To go see a show that I've never seen before, oh, you'll dig them. Like, and you hear that, and it's like abstract. And then you hear the
yeah.
song, you're like, I don't get it. I thought I was going to see, like, your mind is here, like, I'm going to go for lasagna. And then also, we're not getting lasagna for dinner. You're like, wait, what? You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, no, I think our most accessible albums are like Bees Made Honey, that one.
That's my number one album with you guys.
Yeah, I mean that's been our best whatever, best selling, best, but that was like the breakthrough record, I guess, for us, well into our career. And then Bull Upon, I think, is also very accessible compared to like some of the other things.
But even your solo
Was
stuff, I would think.
entirely by accident, unless people think it was like some kind of plot. But it was just, sometimes it's fun to like stretch out and jam and do like crazy stuff, and then sometimes it's like night. I mean, like I'm always, hopefully growing as a musician. I try and like set myself little I don't know, the goals or tasks or whatever, like, oh, I'm gonna try and write a song that's, concise, or like our, one of our most popular songs, Old Black. It was like, oh, I'm gonna write a song and with this structure in a in this like using a key, like a key instead of like, because we do a lot of like floaty, non-resolving
Ambient, I'd say
stuff.
almost like ambient chords, maybe.
Yeah,
Recording.
a lot of sus chords, and like, where's the t you know t you know like floaty, non-resolving things. And so it was like, oh, this one's gonna resolve and
I
be
get
like,
excited if I hear a couple repeated like little riffy things, like little I'm like, oh, it's
yeah.
almost a song. That's a structure.
I mean, that's really how I started, because I've always loved the riff and riffs, like, I mean, I grew up on,
Well, AC/DC and stuff like that. That's already
yeah,
cool.
all yeah, like rock and blues and all that country, and I mean, I view us definitely like, I've always like, I love American music. However, that has, like, to me, there's no difference between blues, country, jazz, Appalachian, bluegrass. All that stuff is American music, and it's all from the same soil, and it all, it's like, and it's what,
Well,
and I
like
mean,
it.
it's, and I love American music because it's not high culture like in Europe. There's like high culture with your opera and your classical, which I'm not, there's operas I like, classical I like, but like I just love American music because it's from the ground up. There's no like, there's not this weird like,
Pretense before. I mean, it's
yeah, it's music, that was made, that was invented and created by poor folks, and it's like,
and you have a blending of your own, though. I mean, what do they call it? What do you think you play, like drone metal or something? I don't know. I don't like that title. I think it's kind of a lazy title. I mean,
yeah, I
wait,
mean,
can you?
the genre thing, and it's increasing like micro genre-ing, and
Too much.
that's like, that's for mark that's like, that shit was invented by marketing people,
Yeah,
like
I
you
saw that
can't just.
recently because I don't usually pay attention to it, even though I'm aware of music, and I was like, that's just a weird name. It's even just a weird name,
Yeah.
because it just feels like the word droning is, besides now we get see, creepy space eye above us flying around. It's mostly just kind of and that's not what the music's about. I mean, your music has got, to me, it's got like blues in it, jazz in it, and the freedom of it, and the riffs. Got some metal in it, with the like old days, like Sabbath-y, deep purpley riff feeling. I mean, and then you get different song structure with and then sometimes it's just a folk music, like Americana to it. Like,
Yeah.
so to call it drone music kind of just feels like, I'm like, I wouldn't even call it that. And I'm just saying to you, I'm like, I don't feel that's it.
I mean, I think it's funny now, like, because to me, drone is a technique, and that, but it's, and now, like, all these, a lot of people think drone means like, oh, you have a lot of amps. Like, it's just like, like, like you're really loud and you have a lot of amps and you're a drone band. It's like, no, that doesn't necessarily make you a drone band. That makes you like a band with a lot of amps. And
And half the
it's
time,
like,
amps have nothing in them, as we know, we've learned, right? Behind them, they're all just empty cabinets. The big
No,
secret of the industry.
I'm taking a leap of faith on this tour. I just got one of those IR2 amp and cab simulators, so I'm going to try and rock that live straight through the PA and see how it goes. So like, yeah, I'm going
Wow.
ampless,
So this will
because
be no strings attached, huh?
yeah, we'll see what happens.
Oh,
Yeah,
what's the worst that could happen, right?
mean, I have a little backup amp in, just in case it doesn't work as planned, but it'd be cool if it does, because the less gear I have to like load in and out of the van, the better
Yeah,
for me.
a lot of artists are doing stuff like that where they can kind of get on and grab their guitar, their miniature
Yeah.
pack of sounds, stick it under their arm and get on a plane.
Yeah.
Because, and probably a thing for people that, you'd want to play every town you could, but it is a sense of economics where it costs for a big band to play on a bus is over $1,000. So for a small band, if it's the gas, driving, if you're bringing merch, if you're
No.
dragging, you're pulling the merch behind you. I mean, there are so many costs to touring
Yeah, no,
before you
it's
even go there.
increasingly difficult. I remember like what we did a year one of, like in the mid, I don't know, late 2000s, early, like that, the transition from the 2000s to the
Right.
2010s, right in there. I think it was the Bees tour. In Europe, and looking at we did well on that tour. We brought money home, but like looking at the costs, and it was like over a like and we're not even a big band. We have no crew. We have no we have a driver TM at most. Like literally our costs were like over 100,000 euros. Which is like I was just like, what? Like, that's just crazy. You know what I mean? Like, 'cause we're
Yeah.
not like, don't have lights. We don't have, we're just like, and just seeing that was like, Jesus Christ. Like,
And that's all. It's only gotten worse. And I'm just telling people that, I mean, you would love to play places, from talking before, and a lot of artists would. So if the artists are coming close to you, reasonably close, go see
yeah.
them because A, it may be on time, as we've learned from that, YouTube doesn't let you say that word. So that when the Black Plague came with the Four Horsemen of Death for
Yeah.
a couple of years, we were all locked down. We didn't
Yeah.
know. And the economics aren't getting any better for bands. So
No.
if they're around, go see them. So A, they can come back, or B, see them because if things change again, they might be done. It might not be worth it.
Well, and then that's the problem too. I feel like because of the lockdown, like less people go out, like people don't. I feel bad a lot because I don't go see a lot of live music, and I'm like, oh, you should go see live music, but it's also like, sometimes it's just like, oh, I don't want to leave the house, and so I
It's hard,
understand,
though. Like, you're
especially
reaching our age, though.
people, yeah, and then people with kids and responsibilities, but also it's like, like Europe, like right now, it's just like, like the last time we went was for Hellfest,
That last
and
year?
it was 2022, yeah.
2022? All right, yeah. I
And
forget what year it is.
like, A, the flights are so much more expensive. I mean, it was annoying because like, the gear we were booked for the 2021, which obviously was canceled. Then they rolled us to 2021, which also was canceled. And then, oh, 2022. The fees hadn't changed. It was the same fee we were offered in 2020.
Right.
And then so the flights were more expensive, everything was more expensive. The airports in Europe were fucked. And then the day we get back, which is a week before we get paid, the euro tanks. So it's just like, no. And then now Europe is trying to tax foreign musicians. Like there's a 20% EU tax, and then some locations have their own. So like Berlin has a 15%, so 35% tax to play in Berlin. Like no, like I'm sorry, I'm just not. And then Europe, it's all wired, so they all it's like there's no, I mean the old days in Europe it was cool, they'd wire the first part of the fee, and then you could settle in cash after, and merch was in cash, so you could, I mean I'm a pirate, I'm not like so
No,
it's
but you're
like.
right. And I think in Brexit is actually, I've talked to even people in Europe, they're having a hard time and they live there
Yeah,
going to
no,
Brexit
it's like
now.
it's not paved with gold anymore, it's like they've
No,
got
the US was
problems.
bad though for the Europeans though. They were getting hit
Oh,
with this
we're
earlier.
off. Yeah,
We were
no,
killing them.
we're really mean to the European bands trying to come over. I mean, that's why so few have come
Right. It's
over.
so expensive. I've talked about it so much.
Yeah,
Visas,
no, I'm
everything else.
like 10K for a visa, and then they keep the money even if they deny you.
Yep.
Like
What is that? Yeah, whose business model is that if you just went wrong on a paperwork? Like,
yeah,
give me back the money. There should be like a
well,
processing fee.
that's the US
But
government business
yeah,
model. We just keep
that is so crooked sounding,
the
though. You know what I
no,
mean?
I know, it's just like, well, and then on top of it, they're critics now, so they like look at your band and like, oh, there's just not enough interest in you,
What?
so we're denying the visa. Like if you don't have enough press, or like the shows are considered too small, or like.
You serious?
Yeah. They can deny it on the grounds that there's not enough interest in you.
Oh, I want to hear that in my heart. That is awful. How's it being supposed to start off? Were they going to count you on your Instagram followers? No,
Yeah.
I say this. You
No,
couldn't
that's
stop.
what I'm saying. Now they just Google you and like look up your Instagram. I mean, it's just
That's
like,
nothing, but it's nothing. Let's take
no.
your Instagram against some huge person that's never played anywhere. Let's sit you guys in a town and see who shows up for that person and who shows up for you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just,
Different.
I mean, luckily, I mean, the European bands do often have the benefit of, if they're like, their country will like help them foot the bill. You know what I mean? They've got
Right.
like arts infrastructure. So, like, but yeah, it's like, it's hard. I mean, it's harder both ways. Like, I mean, that was kind of the whole point of the lockdown is to make like travel difficult. And
But
so,
now we're
and
over it. You would think you'd help the arts between the countries because, I mean, the arts
yeah,
is a huge part of
there's
the
not a
healing now.
lot. I mean, it's weird to me because, I mean, I grew up, I started playing in America, grew up playing in America, where it's like you fill seats or you don't do it. Like, so, like,
Right.
grew up with all its arts money. It's kind of like a weird thing to me. Like, you guys are kind of lucky in a lot of ways. But then not like, that's funding that is obviously like when time comes to like.
But then they can't go anywhere else. There's like three towns in their
Yeah.
area. That's all
Yeah.
they can play. They
Yeah.
can't do the circuit. So it's like, if you can huff
Well,
it
yeah, I
out,
mean, America
America.
is too. I mean, America is like kind of also like a band breaker. Like, you know what I mean? Like we're doing a UK tour that started at this festival. And so like, we're driving from Bristol to Liverpool, which is like, I think at most like 3 hours, And like the driver was telling us about how he drove this English band who literally thought 3 hours was too long and wanted to fly everywhere. And I'm like, dude, if they ever get to the States, they are going to be bummed, especially if they cross the Mississippi.
Oh,
Because
yeah, right. Don't plan any
like a
dates in Canada
3 hour
either.
drive in America is like, cool. That's quick.
Yeah. America's great compared to the Canadians. The Canadians are like, it's like 3 hours between towns.
Oh yeah, Ca
is
Canada's
worse.
long,
So I'm like
long.
saying the Americans are like, it's good here. I mean, it just gets worse for us elsewhere. So it's
Yeah. It's like
now.
trying to drive in Australia. Like,
Yeah.
good
Well, you
luck.
feel like you want a reward to get somewhere, you know. But it is, it's funny. So America's the commercial band breaker, especially back in the 80s and 90s on some level, or even the 2000s. And but then like Europe has been the saver, you know, where
Yeah.
like especially rock and metal bands during the
Yeah.
weak period for America. So it's
Yeah.
been kind of interesting, the dynamic of the two. You bounce, if you're lucky to be able to go between the two, your career life. Otherwise, you took a dip. Like, the Hooters were huge in Germany and still are, and in parts of Europe where they can keep their career going during dips, which is great because you just relocate, you just move on. You can still be a musician or like metal here. You know what I'm saying? But let's like, depending on the artist where you are,
Yeah, no, it's, I mean,
it's
it's
healthy.
good. I mean it's good to have, people everywhere liking you, and then, if things, I mean,
You want to be
that's
in
the
South
thing too,
America.
is about
That's who you
staying.
want to get, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, not every, I mean, every band experiences that,
An ebb and flow.
like,
Downfall.
well, and then, you go way up, and then you come, but, there's no, I mean, especially nowadays, like, there's not that kind of sustainability like there used to be, I don't think,
No. But I
like,
think I say there's like a three. I'm sorry, I missed up on you. There's a lag. People listening, I have a lag here. I think there's like three levels to a career for music. I think there's the first level, and it not that many like time or money, but it's when you're out there and you're breaking it. You're establishing who you are. You're feeling out who you are. Sounds, band members, the rough part. And then the middle part is kind of like you kind of know what you're doing, but then there's like financial strife. You have other things going on, or just boredom, or like you're not really sure you're going. It's a career up and down middle area. And then the last one, and this could go on for 30 years, is like I call it like the legacy lap. You know who you are, your fans know who you are, you're probably creating some of the best music ever, you're comfortable in your own skin, and it's probably the best, like you're your legacy level because you know who you are, people know who you are, and the potential is still there, but you're not proving yourself. You've just, this is who I am, and every time I get something out, and that's, I think, almost the best part of the career now for artists is to get to that point, you know. If you can get there.
No, I mean, that's the thing too, that like navigating that is interesting, 'cause like I constantly are like the 2000s era into like early 2010s, like, we would do a lot of new material live, and we'd write stuff on, like, it would come together live.
Yeah.
And like, now we're at the portion where, like, oh, we have to do like certain songs, and then, like, we've been playing like the Earth 2 album, so it's like a different, it's a different thing that you have to
Right.
like
More
navigate.
structured.
Well, and then you also, like, because I would love to just roll with like, completely new set, but like, you can't really do that, like, because it, I mean, I understand too. It's like, oh, I came all, it's like when I saw Uriah Heep in like 2017 or whatever, and they didn't do Stealing. I was like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
Like 85,000 times they've done it probably.
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, for them, it's like, yeah, we're not doing that song anymore. You know what I mean? Like, there's, I mean, they did a lot of old stuff, obviously,
No,
but
but
it was like,
it's just it's a no-win situation. I talked to an artist, a kid that
yeah,
works.
you like can't, like, you put in old songs, and, hopefully they hear the one they want to hear,
Yeah.
but, I mean, but also I still consider us a going concern, so I also want to play, because I'm excited by the new stuff. Not that I don't enjoy playing old stuff, but like, the new stuff is the stuff that I'm really like, oh yeah, I'm so, this is a cool. But then, they want to hear, like, there's people come to see you here, I
You,
mean, it's
yeah.
like when I saw Sabbath as a kid, and like, whoa, that was an amazing Paranoid. It's like, yeah, because they've played it every day, every tour for like 20 years or
Yeah,
whatever. Like, of
right.
course, if it's not a good Paranoid, there's something wrong.
That's true. It's true. I mean, but it's funny because I mean, I talked to an artist. I said, "Yeah, but so they go, I have this new album. I'm excited. I want to put more songs into it, but the." Fans won't really let me put more than a couple in. I think if you have an album, you should put like four or five songs in. That's my opinion. And you should rotate the set so the next time you go, you might hear that hit, you'll hear another hit. Like Iron Maiden does or something like those kind of bands where they're rotating. So, but at the same breath, the guy goes, yeah, I'd love to put those five new songs. But he goes, but then the answer, he goes, because we're talking about Iron Maiden, that's the example leading to us. He says, but he goes, I went to see Iron Maiden and they didn't play a certain song. And I was like, what are you talking about? They were playing new stuff too. So, he saw both sides of the fence as a fan. He's like, I want to hear what I want to hear. I know you have new stuff. I don't want to hear it, but I have new stuff that I want people to hear. Yeah, you
No,
never cut off.
it's there's a t there's a you know it's a balance that you have to like learn to, you know,
There's
it's
more
a
fans that pay for that than like me. I already have the album. I'll hear anything to go see a band. Do I enjoy the songs? If I already know them? Yeah, I do, honestly. It's just a good amount. But if I hear something new, yeah,
Yeah,
even
I mean,
better.
usually when I go see a band, it's like I just am there to see the playing. Like,
Right.
so if they
Me
don't,
too.
I mean, but I, you know, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm a deadhead and I like, you know, improvisatory music. And, you know what I mean? Like, I like jams and stuff. I mean, I'm not a jam band dude, but like,
No, but you
I like,
are obviously your career is built on the free form, you know.
yeah, I like it when bands stretch out, you know, and are just like, oh, you know, like, and it's, you know, like the song's different live from the album. I don't want to go hear the album. Like, if I wanted to hear the album, I'd just stay at home.
Exactly. Now, how are you going to do as we get back and some people at the tour? Talk a little bit about that. How are you picking out the songs though? And do you find is it hard to replicate? Because I mean, some of your stuff is more ambient sounding. Is it hard to either get in a groove of doing it, to find it, make it go between different albums? Because sometimes you're very different in your songs, or to find a set that flows. Because
I
you don't want to
mean,
feel like chunky in the set either. You know what I'm saying? You want it to work.
yeah, I mean it's kind of based on, I mean, it's we're doing like a three guitar lineup. So like it's pretty like full sounding. I mean live, I think we're definitely more I mean, live, I think we're definitely like, it's more like, and like rawer sounding.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to recreate the record. And so it's more like immediate, I guess. Like, it's just more of a, you know, for lack of a better term, more of a rock thing. Like, 'cause, you know, like we're doing three guitars, you know, and like,
That's awesome.
And so it, I don't know, it's like it's a fun lineup. You know, three guitars, bass and drums, so
Wow, that's a
you know.
lot though. How do you have a three? I mean, for somebody who just some of your stuff out there just actually shows out there online, professionally done of just you and drums. So to go from just the eclectic sound of just a backbeat and you to having you and other guitars with a bass, like it's so much more.
Yeah, it's definitely a bigger, like, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I guess it's more, I mean, it's nice too, because then it's like everyone can kind of like, you know, like I'm not having to like work as hard to hold everything down, and like
Right.
it allows me a little bit of like
Breathing
stretching
room.
out. I mean, Brett Knetson, who's one of the other guitar players, like, you know, he's like a killer player, so he gets to do a lot of the melodic and leady stuff. And then my friend Jonas is a killer rhythm player, so you know, it's really solid.
You gonna record any of this for like a live thing?
We
Or
have,
video and video too, because it's always music with video
yeah,
now.
we have. I don't. I'm trying. I haven't been on YouTube in a while to see what's up. Yeah, we haven't recorded as the three piece, other than like, I think there's a video of maybe one of the Earth 2 shows up. I mean, that's kind of how it started, is like for to do the Earth 2 shows, to give it that, like, you
Right.
know.
But will you do it like this tour? Maybe record. You
Oh
guys
yeah,
do.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't have a mobile recording thing with me, but yeah, maybe, like, you know, I mean, a lot of
Tools.
times we'll get recordings from the board and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
nice.
that's why, like, we did that live at the Crocodile Record recently. Some of that was used in the film, so we had the soundtrack, and then we released that show, because that show had like a bunch of the people in the movie come play. So it was sort of like, and then I just finished mixing and mastering a live show from 2017 in London. That was a particularly good show. That's a three-piece show though.
Yeah.
That was guitar, baritone, and
Is that coming
drums.
out in the next year or two? Or is it in the
I'm gonna no, that one I'm trying to get out this year after the tour, probably. That'll be another like through the Bandcamp deal.
Well, we're talking about it. What about your merch? You got a bunch of stuff going on there. Lots of people get your merch and support you guys.
Well, there's the sort of like the there's Hello Merch does like a lot of shirts. Most of the new designs we've been doing sort of a tour only thing. I mean that's the thing too is like, merchandising has changed, so it's like, it's kind of the I know it's an I know it's annoying for fans, but like this having to do like this, like I mean basically it's like, like with like there's this, merch now, it's like if you have stuff always available and it's always available online, that's where people will go to buy it, but they don't necessarily buy a lot that way. Whereas if it's like at the show and it's only at the show, it's like there's kind of another reason for you guys to, you know what I mean? It's like
No, it makes sense. You're a traveling band. You're not
I
Target.
mean it's
I'm not
adding that.
disparaging Target, but you're not a store. You don't need or are traveling musicians.
But it's, adding value to the package as a marketing person might say. But like there's that whole like thing about limited. Like everyone wants stuff that's like limited now. Like,
Then go to the show, and if you have
so
leftovers,
come to the show and that's where the t-shirts
if you
are.
have three extra smalls left over from the 2017 tour, throw up on the
Yeah,
website for
that's what
15
I'm
bucks.
saying. If I mean, like sometimes the design sells out, sometimes the design doesn't, and it'll be on the next tour. But yeah.
I think that's the way it goes. As soon as a fan, I think it means more because you're like, yeah, I was there for this show. You can't buy it on so and
I
so
mean
thing. You know.
it's like it's a perk to me it's like a perk to the people that are coming out, Like we appreciate the people that buy merch or can't come to shows as, as well. Like you a lot of times it'll be like, oh, it's limited for a tour, but then we'll do like a different color that'll be available online.
Yeah.
It just depends
Fair.
how well the shirt does too, you know what I mean? Like, because not every design
Right.
is
It,
popular.
it, right. There's that. And but I love to look at some. I just want to make sure people go to the right places because there are a lot of, especially on Facebook, you're not there, but there's a lot of rampant people making unauthorized shirts of a lot of permission. Like at your level, where it matters. I mean, even in big levels, it matters, but it really matters when someone's copying your small field of profit.
No, it's funny, like when we had that one shirt that was in that movie, Nope, like one of the characters was wearing an Earth shirt, and you could go to the merch store and buy that shirt for $20. And then, like, immediately after that movie dropped, there were all these like, get the shirt from Nope for $50. And but like they didn't even know it was a band shirt. They were just selling it as the shirt
Oh,
from
yeah.
Nope. You know what I mean? And it's just like, but yeah, you could also go to the band merch store and get get it for like half the
Price.
actual price.
The
But like all these Etsy stores and stuff were like the shirt from Nope, so
real one.
obviously,
People
like
were like, nope.
they had no idea it was a band shirt at all. They were just like, but
That's the
it's just
worst.
like that to me. It's just like hilarious. Like,
It makes it probably harder because Earth, they're like, well, we do live on Earth, so maybe it's just a hippie shirt. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
that's what, yeah. No, I mean it was just like, I mean it was cool. It was nice to be included. Like because like got the same. I think they had that shirt in there and like a Jesus lizard shirt and But like, I don't think most of the people that saw that movie even knew those
Got
were
it.
band shirts or those were bands. You know what I mean? It's just like, I mean,
Yeah,
it's
but
like
it
kids. It's like the kids nowadays. Like I see all these, especially people I know with kids who are, in that difficult
Yeah.
period between teen them and, high school or whatever. I mean, I guess that's Gen Z. I'm losing track or.
Yeah, people, but can you try them with it is? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really care. what the generations
They
are.
like, yeah, they like wear band shirts, and they have,
Yeah. Oh,
they're
yeah.
not, especially I've noticed like this black metal shirt trend, which I think they just wear because I think they think it makes them look unapproachable or something, like, but they don't, I don't know, it's a
No,
weird
but I
thing.
hear that a lot. I hear a lot of musicians, and you know, A, I think if you're gonna buy the shirt, you support the band, that's fine. Is it take away from the specialness of it? Sort of, yes. But if the band's still getting paid,
Yeah. Well, but it's mostly the secondary market. So yeah, it's not really been a, like the, I mean, I don't know if it's Mastat is at the same level elsewhere as in LA, but like these like vintage rock shirts and like
yeah,
some
they
of them
are.
are like $1,200 and shit. I'm like, are
I
you
get people
out of your
always trying to buy my shirts. I don't even have old vintage ones. You know what happens when my shirt gets too old to wear? I throw it out because it's an old shirt. It's a shirt.
No, but
I'm not attached to stuff.
I'm just like, it's just like those some of the prices on these, like, man, I'm like, God, I wish I had my band,
Oh,
my tour shirts from when I was in middle school.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, man, those Ozzy and Black Sabbath things and Van Halen from back in the day. Oh, I'm like, they
No,
could
I
put a new
know, like,
hole in for that shirt. You know?
no, like my, you know, like my denim and leather Saxon shirt, my like Mob Rules tour shirt,
Oh
my
yeah.
Diary of a Madman shirt, like baseball jersey, like. Dude,
And
like,
they were like, what, $7, $7.75 or something crazy back then? Yeah.
No, it's funny. I don't know. I didn't know I still had it. I found the ticket stub for my first ever rock concert, which was
That's cool.
Molly Hatchet and Saxon, and it was $7.50 at the San
That's
Antonio
crazy to think about it. I don't have
concert.
any. I mean, the bands were making, God, like, what, probably 50 cents to the dollar for filling that place
Yeah.
up. And then I'm like, I don't even understand it. You know, how they're
Yeah.
still ahead of the game.
No, and then the tickets now just like sometimes I get to, I mean, we try and keep ours pretty, you know, normal,
Yeah. You can
but
do the
like,
best you can do, but I mean, there's still a surcharge on top of it. And
well,
fans
yeah.
know, at this level, fans of yours, I mean, they know that. You're not coming in doing, Beyonce, or you're not doing these huge prices where you're like,
Yeah.
outrageous. You're like, the band's touring, band going hotel to hotel, and they
Yeah.
still need to pay their bills at home.
Yeah.
We're not eating caviar and, lobster tails on the end of the bus, every night.
Yeah, no, we don't have, well, yeah, we don't have like, you know, 25 crew and a masseuse
Although when you go to Maine, you should probably eat some lobster tails because it could be a real good deal. They have
and
some good stuff there. At least a
unfortunately,
lobster roll. My wife likes those. So.
due to my the parlous state of my liver, I cannot eat shellfish anymore.
Oh well, yeah. I guess there's some payoff though. But you're here. You did a little abuse. You're a little abusive.
Yeah,
But
but
the winning part is you're here. So the last thing I do want to say before we wrap this up, I do want to say, so people should get to the show kind of early too, because usually people blow out the opening act. But you kind of have a cool opening act. Want to touch on that
no,
real
I think
quick
it's
too?
cool. It's something very, you know, she plays piano and guitar. It's very like, you know, she writes really good songs, I think, and it's quite stark. But yeah, I really like bills that are like, you know, if we get
It
to bring
sounds
the,
eclectic.
we try to bring something a little different. Like it doesn't, these bills I see where it's like, you know, 20 hardcore bands in a row, or you know, like that just sounds tedious, you know,
It's
like
exhausting to your ear too, I think. Like it's like
yeah,
it's
it's just like,
exhausting. You can't break it up.
yeah, no. And I mean, I think we're lucky. I mean, I think Earth fans, you know, for the most part, have a very open mind towards all kinds of music. But, you know,
I think
I think
so.
they're,
But it's important that people come early. They don't think, oh, opening time, because not only is this a special act, it's a social special lady in your life also. So, and it's going to be good, and come to the full show because, enjoy it. Enjoy two different acts, and it's kind of a family affair, sort of. And, and when you're out, people check you out, and you've got a ton of stuff out. Obviously, people aren't aware of you. Go out and listen to, you have so much, you have soul stuff, even, Your last solo album, Conquistador or something like that, was that your last
Yeah,
solo album?
yeah,
Eight,
yeah.
2018.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Kind of more so song oriented. But there's all different stuff out there for people to check out. You dip in and out. Don't lock yourself into one album. If you haven't heard it, you really got to kind of go
Yeah,
around.
there's, I mean, there's a lot of different stuff in there for people, and I understand, some of it's like, more approachable, and some of it's more experimental, but
Some of it, it's actually more difficult to listen to like a scene or a movie from out doing driving or something. But like some of the instrumental, like I can't listen to like if I'm trying to read because all of a sudden it gets jarring all of a sudden, like it throws you off like the rhythm. But sometimes it's really great if you're outside. Like it depends. You have to have music for where you're at too, I think. This is fantastic. I'm glad we could talk again. You know,
Yeah, thank
I
you for
always like
having
having you
me on.
on. Oh, I'll have you back again and again. You know,
Right on.
but people check them out on tour. Check you out on go to Instagram for actually it's if Earth and Joey
And my
Carlson
solo
Instagram.
one, D.R. Carlson Albion. Yeah, I post both. I do it on both, so either one.
Follow
Go.
them. Follow yourself a favor. I follow them. Follow them, and then look for the YouTube page. You know, check out his stuff because when you do the YouTube page and it's his music and it streams that streaming music on YouTube. Actually, if it's your channel, you get YouTube paid once you hit 1,000, and
Well,
you get paid for
we
music.
haven't created the channel yet. It's
No,
in
but tell people to keep their eyes up
motion,
for it. It's laughing.
but when it, yeah, it and it's not, it's under, it will be under Cursed Earth Seattle, because Earth Seattle was already taken.
Okay, dude, you have a. So we'll look for the announcements on Instagram. You know, you post it. It's okay. But thank you for being on the show, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day.